Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
And I watched as this smile just sort of like faded away in slow motion, and his face turned beet red. And he says to me, "So you think you know a lot about fluoride, do you? What else do you know about fluoride?" And immediately it's like my spidey sense is tingling. Like it's red alert going off in my head. I'm like, oh, I think I made a terrible mistake here. I think I really and truly stepped in it.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined once again by Dusty Weiss. Dusty is the founder of PodCamp Media. He hosts the incredible podcast, Lead Balloon, and he has been working in radio and journalism for nearly 20 years. But at his first PR job, he inadvertently insulted his new boss on his first day. That's coming up after the break. Real quick request before we get into today's show. If you could go and leave us a kindly, or I guess hurtful, review wherever you listen to your podcasts, that would be amazing. And if your podcatcher doesn't allow you to do that, you can click the first link in the show notes. It'll take you right to Podchaser, which is like an IMDb for podcasts. You can drop us a review there. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear about it. It helps people find us, and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Enjoy the show. Dusty Weiss, ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
Oh, yeah. I'm braced and ready for action.
All right, so we're going to talk about you. When you got into the public relations industry, you inadvertently insulted one of your new bosses. Would you mind telling me what it was that you were doing for work? And then fill me in, how did you insult them?
Yeah, it's typically not a great way to start any relationship with your new employer by insulting them in about the worst way that you possibly could at that moment in their life. I spent 5 years in a public relations role for 15 members of the Milwaukee City Council, all 15 of different political backgrounds. My job was not to play favorites. My job was not to pick winners and losers, but to represent them all equally. And I strived faithfully to do that during my five-year tenure there. However, coming in from the world of reporting and journalism, I was still adjusting to a little bit more of the nuance that comes with a role in public relations and politics. But it was my first week at Milwaukee City Hall, and I had spent the week sort of going through the HR paperwork and meeting my new immediate boss, a fellow by the name of Bill Arnold, who is a wonderful guy to me, always took care of me. And he told me that Friday morning, he was going to take me down and introduce me to the first of the 15 older people whom I would be serving. A fellow by the name of Alderman Jim Bull. Bill calls me in and he says, "All right, well, I wanted to ask you before you met Alderman Bull, what do you know about the controversy over fluoride in Milwaukee's water?" And being a former journalist, I'm always eager to share how smart I am. And I jumped in and I said, "Oh, this is actually really pertinent, because when I worked for the Portage Daily Register, a daily newspaper in central Wisconsin, I covered it when the Poinette Village Board voted to take fluoride out of their water." And so I started to tell this story about covering the Poinette Village Board when they voted to take fluoride out of their water to my boss, Bill, when his phone rang. And he kind of does one of these, "Hello? Oh, this is going to be just a second, Dusty. I'll let's finish this conversation a little bit later." So I didn't get to finish my story with Bill before we had our meeting with Alderman Bull. And it's kind of one of those stories that you tell it so many times that you develop a sort of a style. You tell the story the same each time, and then you set it up, and then you deliver the punchline at the end. And I didn't get to deliver my punchline with Bill. So an hour goes by and it stayed on that call forever. And we never did get to finish our conversation. And then he calls me up and says, "All right, we're headed down to the alderman's office." So we walk downstairs, we walk into this beautiful, elaborately furnished office. All of Milwaukee City Hall is an incredible historic building. It's just such a beautiful building to work in. But this office with a big oaken desk and this well-dressed guy in an expensive suit, nice glasses, immaculate haircut sitting behind it. And that was how I was introduced to Alderman Jim Bull. And we made small talk for a little while. And then Bill says, and Dusty was a reporter for the Portage Daily Register and covered it when the Poinet Village Board voted to take fluoride out of their water. And this is where I made a fatal miscalculation, because I looked at this well-dressed, college-educated, super smart dude sitting in front of me, and I made an assumption about what his belief structure was. And so I just jumped in with the punchline of that story about the Poinet Village Board. And I said, they did. They voted to take fluoride out of the water. And then 3 months later, there was a recall election and they all got voted out of office. And I guess that's what you get for being misinformed on the internet.
Oh, no.
And I sat there in this chair, grinning at this guy. And he sat there and he had this like wry smile on his face. And I watched as this smile just sort of like faded away in slow motion and his face turned beet red. And he says to me, so you think you know a lot about fluoride, do you? What else do you know about fluoride? And immediately it's just like my spidey sense is tingling. Like it's red alert going off in my head. I'm like, oh, I think I made a terrible mistake here. I think I really and truly stepped in it. It turns out Alderman Jim Bull was the guy that authored the attempted ban on fluoride in Milwaukee's water supply, a little piece of local history with which I was unfamiliar at that time. It cost him a tremendous amount of political capital. He did it at the urging of someone with whom he was very close in his life, and he caught it for it. He landed on his face politically over this proposed fluoride ban. And so nerves were still a little bit raw about this. And so he proceeded to read me the riot act in no uncertain terms. Eventually, my boss, my manager, Bill, basically physically hoists me up out of my chair and says, well, we appreciate your time, Alderman Bull, but we actually have other things that we have to attend to. Dragged me back upstairs and spins me around and informs me about all the information that I had been lacking, and then suggests that it might help me keep my job if I sat down and authored a from the heart apology to Alderman Bull, which I did, but even so went home at the end of that day almost certain that I was going to lose my job. And somehow through the good graces of Alderman Jim Bull, who actually is a really good, really dedicated public servant and a good guy to boot, he forgave me on the spot. Could have been fired over that, probably should have been fired, but for the fact that some folks gave me a chance to atone for my mistakes and continue proving myself and didn't hold a grudge.
Wow. Okay, so there are multiple lessons there. I mean, you got lucky and managed to keep the job and gain the forgiveness. But then also, I think there's a lesson in forgiving people and giving people that chance. Now, on your end, you may not have gotten that chance. So what would you recommend to creatives, to entrepreneurs, to anybody working towards something in their life? What would you recommend they do in order to avoid a potentially disastrous situation?
I always preach authenticity. Be yourself. And don't try to cater to what someone's image of you should be. Just go out and be yourself. But that much said, there are certain moments and will arise in your career, certain moments where you're going to come in and you're not going to have all of the information. And you absolutely positively cannot make assumptions about what people believe and just shoot your mouth off randomly. Ultimately, above all else, I think it's part of being a professional to not just come in and machine gun your opinions out into space. And that's something that I've tried to implement in my own life. But I think that you're right about forgiveness being an important takeaway from this too.
So at the end of the day, what is it that's working for you now, now that you're moved on from that job? And where can people go to find you?
Well, I've got to say, I love the idea behind your podcast because it vibes so well with my lived experience. I similarly started a podcast that celebrates failures in public relations and marketing specifically. It's called Lead Balloon. I mentioned it earlier, but this is the podcast that I use to explore the mistakes that other people have made in their professional careers, and ultimately to parse lessons from it that apply in a very specific public relations and marketing context. Man, if it weren't for all the times that I'd fallen on my face in my life, I certainly wouldn't be sitting here right now.
It's fantastic. Yeah, and I'm going to have links for PodCamp Media and for Lead Balloon. So I just want to say once again, thank you for joining me today.
It has been an absolute pleasure. Thanks, Alex.
And thank you for listening. I love these lessons of second chances and identifying the importance of professionalism while promoting authentic selves. It can be a hard balance to strike, but I think we can find it. Special thank you to Dusty Weiss for joining me and being willing to talk once again about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out all of his work, especially his podcast Lead Balloon, which I've linked down in the show notes. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.